is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
We purchased our first house when I was pregnant with my son. My daughter was 2 years old. It was a lovely house. We found out later it had been transplanted from downtown in the 1950s, so I don't know exactly how old the house was. Everything went well when we moved in. I was 5 months pregnant. Shortly after my son was born, I started to hear running upstairs. Sounded like a child. I assumed it was my daughter, so I would go upstairs to put her back to bed, but she'd be sleeping. And if you know two-year-olds, you know they can't fake it. I put it off to imagination, or maybe I had misheard something. When I would go in and feed my son at night in the rocking chair in his room, sometimes he would unlatch from breastfeeding and look behind us and smile. Again, I put it off to maybe he saw Emma run by, or I didn't want to think about it. One night when I had put him down again after feeding him and I went back to my room, I always left his bedroom door and my bedroom door open so I didn't have to use the baby monitor. I heard my daughter's bedroom door open and I heard her distinctly run into our room. At the time, I wasn't thinking of ghosts. I was thinking, I need to go back to sleep. I'm tired. And I had this idea that maybe if I just hold absolutely still, that she wouldn't think I was awake and she'd go back to sleep. She didn't. She tugged on my blankets like she wanted to get my attention. And when I turned on my bedside light, no one was there. I gasped. I slapped at my husband to wake him up, and I couldn't even explain what had happened other than the fact that someone had tugged on my blankets. He was half asleep. I'm not certain that he believed me, but from that night on, I slept with my bedroom door closed and his bedroom door closed and the baby monitor on. With the baby monitor on, I would hear Emma's bedroom door open and close, footsteps down the hallway. And at this point, I was too frightened to go and check it. Sometimes I would, when I wasn't thinking or when long enough time had passed, that I would almost forget about it or think maybe I had imagined it. One time, my husband had taken both children on a bike ride. We had the baby carrier to attach to the back of the bicycle. And I was so happy to have half an hour to an hour alone in the house that I could have a shower by myself. One of the things I should tell you is that there was always this blue fuzzy blanket that would be by Emma's bedroom door. And I would always give her heck for taking it out. And I would fold it back up and put it in the hall closet. She would always stare at me kind of oddly, but she would never say anything when I would give her heck for taking it out of the closet. I went upstairs to have this alone time shower. And again, the blanket was out in the hallway. So I folded it, put it back away, had my shower, came out of my shower, and the blanket was back in the hallway with the house completely empty. Needless to say, I got dressed as quickly as humanly possible and went back downstairs. It didn't seem like much ever happened on the main floor before this point. But there was a couple of times where I was going downstairs to get maybe Tylenol for one of the children in the middle of the night, and I would walk through a mist, a child-sized mist. It happened on two occasions. It took my breath away because I could see it clearly rounding the corner and coming through me before I would get to the kitchen. On those nights, I was too frightened to turn the light back off, and I would race back upstairs. It seemed like nothing would happen until enough time had passed that I had convinced myself that maybe I was imagining it, that maybe I had made it up somehow. I only saw this child on one occasion. I was busy in the kitchen. My children's bus was there in the morning. By this time, years had passed. My son was in preschool. My daughter was in grade one. And I was busily getting something from a drawer that I needed to send to school with them. And I glanced up and there I saw her. It was a little girl, maybe 4 years old, with a page boy bobbed haircut, black dress with a white pinafore style collar on it. Again, it was only for a second, but I could see it as clearly as I would have seen one of my own children standing there. My first thought was, who is that? And by the time I looked all the way up, she was gone. The most frightening thing about that experience, though, my daughter by this time was old enough to articulate what she was experiencing. As I sent her to her room to get undressed for a bath one night, as I was undressing her brother to get him into the bathtub, I told her to go in the room, and she said, I don't want to go in there. And I asked why, and she said, that blonde girl bugs me. And I said, what blonde girl? And she said, the girl with the black dress and the blonde hair. At this point, I realized that my child was being affected by this as well, and she wasn't just bothering me in the night, she was bothering my daughter as well, and it was starting to frighten my daughter shortly after we sold the house. That's my story.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.